somehow small.
Well, besides a house, the houses, what kind of buildings would they have on the farm?
He had a barn, a two-story barn, where he fed the stock down below and kept the hay in the loft. And then he had a shed built to that he called his milking shed that the cows would take, were fed there when they were milking the cows.
Did he have any special buildings, say, for storing corn in?
No, that was all taken care of in the barn. He had places, different parts of that.
And what kind of animals did he have?
He had cows, mostly, and he had his horses, hogs, pigs, chickens, turkeys, ducks, everything like that that they had practically. They raised practically everything they ate.
Where would he keep his, say, his hogs?
He had them in a pen, small pen. Sometimes he would let them run in pasture, depending. He'd plant his peanuts in a field, small area, and then when they were ready, while he turned the pigs out of the pen, the hogs in, and let them eat the peanuts to fatten them. And it was, I never will forget the first, what we call a hog killing I ever went to, and they killed them. The neighbors would all come in, and different ones would have, they're going to have the hog killing, you know, they'd come in and they'd kill for whatever he thought would they needed, the meat they needed to last them. And they'd always do it when the first, after the first frost and the first real cold night we had, it was frosty in the wintertime. Well, that's when he'd start killing his pigs and hang them up. Had a great big, I guess it was 50-gallon drums, and they'd heat the water on an outdoor fire and put this drum over it and put those hogs in there and lay them out on boards of kind and scrape. I never will forget that. I thought, I stood there and cried and cried and cried to see, because I love the pigs. I'd love to play with them.
You're missing hogs. Let me ask you a couple of questions about that stiff hairs on the hog's back. What they usually call
it? Bristle.
And what about the long teeth?
The tusk.
And do you have any special name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, all we call them is wild hogs. You ever hunted for
them? No, I haven't viewed them.
We were out hunting for them. There was a little island not too far from here, and a bunch of the younger folks we decided we had two of the older men that was going with us. We were going, well, quite a number there. We were going over to kill them, kill some wild hogs. I thought I had a pretty good gun, and so I was just, I couldn't wait to see one. You know, and they said, well, there's one shooting. And I shot him, and he didn't even stop. I threw my gun down and I climbed the tree. And they'd go around the tree. There was three of them circling the tree where this friend and I were in the tree. And our guns on the ground.
I heard they were mean.
They are mean. And they're one, what they call the male hog, the wild hog. You know, their tusk hang way down, kind of like an elephant. And boy, he'd bristle up his back and here he'd come.
Sound like frightening.
I didn't go hog hunting anymore.
I guess the thing that they put the food in the pens are the ones.
The trough, pig trough.
And if you say you had a what would be your name for your male hog?
Boar.
If you didn't want the, that you had a pig, you didn't want him to grow up and to be a boar. What would they call what they did to him then?
Capturized him, I guess that's what it was.
And did you know what they would call him if he had been a fix like that?
No, I don't.
Ever heard them call him a barrel?
I might have, but I don't remember. Because we didn't have too many of those when we grew up.
Sure. And when they butchered the hog, did they ever, you mentioned the white meat, the bacon and sausage that you might get. Did they ever make any kind of meat from its head, from the head of the hog?
Oh yeah, hog head cheese.
And what about with his intestines? Did they ever use?
They used to use the, what they call those? I know that one time they took them and cleaned them and used them as a casing for sausage. Their sausage made link sausage. They called them chitlins. Hog chitlins.
Ever seen anybody take the juice of the hog's head cheese and stir it up with a little cornmeal and cook it, and then after it got cold, slice it and fry it?
No, I've never seen that.
You ever hear anybody talk about scrapple or anything like that?
Yeah.
And you ever seen anybody make anything out of the blood of the hog?
The cracklings, they make that out of the rind, you know, and all that.